We want to get an update from Libya this morning. We have reports that a large convoy of perhaps 200 or more has crossed the Libyan border into Niger. It could be a number of different things. One of the things it could be is a secret attempt by Gaddafi loyalists to seek refuge in Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso has offered the deposed leader, Gaddafi, asylum there. Reporting it for us now is John Lyne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and he joins us from Benghazi. John, what exactly do we know about this convoy and who is in it?
According to our BBC correspondents, our colleagues in those states of Niger and neighbouring countries, they say they've seen 50 Libyan vehicles, heavily armed fighters, accompanied by many more from the Niger security forces and also some Tuareg tribesmen who've come down through to Niger, possibly going via Algeria, from Libya through Algeria into Niger. Now, that is accompanied by reports from France and Niger, from sources there, suggesting that this may be part of some kind of deal. And that's also suggested by the fact that this convoy managed to travel and was not attacked by NATO. NATO obviously has big air assets. They can see what's going on, particularly in these big stretches of desert. So they would have seen this convoy moving and they could have very easily tackled it. So the suggestion is possibly this is not actually the Gaddafi family themselves, but possibly supporters. And indeed, the opposition here have said money and gold. So possibly an advanced party before Colonel Gaddafi himself and the members of his family might then cross into Niger and then in turn move on to Burkina Faso, another neighbouring country who've already offered them asylum.
Although this particular, let's take a listen, this is a spokesman for the National Transitional Council who believes that convoy may actually be carrying Gaddafi.
We heard one statement yesterday from Niger saying that a man called Mansour Dow, we know he's a top Gaddafi aide and a cousin as well, has actually made it into Niger. So that looks ominous. That looks like maybe Gaddafi and many other top aides are heading that way.
We're speaking with John Lyne, correspondent for a partner of the BBC in Benghazi. I would assume that any time a large armed convoy leaves Libya, people are going to think Gaddafi is in among the convoy.
It's always a possibility, isn't it? But everything from what the sources are saying, everything to the information that's coming in, suggests that possibly they weren't on that convoy. They could have been. I think we probably would have heard about it by now if they had left the country. And I had heard other reports that they may be right down in the southern oasis, almost on the border between Libya and Niger, waiting to test the waters, waiting to see how this convoy is received, making sure it's not a trick, that it's not attacked by NATO, that it gets a good reception from Niger. All of those things seem to have happened. So if this scenario was true, and, you know, we are slightly casting around here, but this seemed to fit together with the other pieces of the jigsaw, then perhaps they might move into Niger themselves in the coming hours or days.
A lot of guesswork for a BBC reporter there in Libya, eh, John?
A lot of guesswork. Well, yeah, it's guesswork to some extent, but this also matches together with what we've heard, the optimism we've heard from the opposition leadership here about a peaceful solution being possible and imminent. And we also see very positive talks going on outside Beni Walid, trying to resolve the standoff there with loads of goodwill on both sides.
That's John Lyne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's reporting from Benghazi there, and he's talking about a large convoy of perhaps 50 vehicles that crossed the Libyan border into Niger. No idea who was in and among that convoy.